This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The number of Americans infected with the coronavirus topped a world-leading 3.6 million cases Friday, as the number of new cases reported each day continued to rise sharply. An unpublished report from the White House Coronavirus Task Force recommends that 18 U.S. states should impose more stringent lockdown measures. The report identified the states as red zone areas because they had more than 100 new cases per 100,000 population last week. Among the states are Florida, South Carolina, and Texas, all of which reported record numbers of COVID-19 deaths on Thursday. Teams of military medical personnel have been deployed in Texas and California to help overwhelmed hospitals treat coronavirus patients. The report's recommendations are contrary to the position taken by President Donald Trump, who insists that states reopen even as infections continue to rise. The United States' top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, is raising red flags about the recent surge in coronavirus cases, particularly in southern states. Despite some hopeful areas, Fauci said leaders need to encourage their people to wear masks and to practice other measures to mitigate the spread of the virus.
How well we're doing about that? Can we do better? And can we turn this around? I believe we can. This will end, but I want to do it sooner rather than later.
The head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases has warned the United States could soon endure 100,000 infections per day if it doesn't more aggressively embrace social distancing, mask wearing, and other mitigation efforts. This is VOA News.